produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
It's bigger than me. It's bigger than me. Welcome to another segment of From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. I want to talk about It's Bigger Than Me. I know I did this segment a while back of It's Bigger Than Me. However, a lot has happened and there have been some new discoveries since I last talked to you guys about It's Bigger Than Me. So I want to bring you up to speed. It's Bigger Than Me. We do this each and every time. I want you to take a deep breath in, release. That was an inhale, exhale. And let's dive in. It's bigger than me. All right, so I know the last time I talked to you guys, I had stated, you know, it's bigger than me. And we went down this whole roller coaster of analogies, which you know I love. But some discoveries have happened. I realize that when we say it's bigger than me, we have to be prepared for exactly what that means. We sing songs, and that's why I have learned that do not sing songs on the radio unless you are sure that you agree with the lyrics that the song is saying. So whenever people would sing this famous gospel song, I want to be tried by fire, I want to be put through the test and all of that. I never sung that song in church. When they were singing and the choir was singing, I said, no, I'm good. I've gone through enough hell. I don't want to be tried by nothing. When people say, Lord, give me more peace. Give me better peace. Jesus, I just need you to perfect my peace. No, no, no. I never said that either. Because I truly believe when you ask for some more peace, God is going to put you through tests and trials in order to perfect that peace. You know, I never said that. I never said, Lord, I need you to go ahead and refine me and refresh me. And oh, God, I need you to create in me a clean heart. Hey, when we say stuff like that, that means he's going to push out the negative that's in you. He's going to expose and bring to light the things you need to work on in order for you to have this clean heart that you're asking for. See, no, 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 no. I never made those statements. No, 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 no. I never sang those lyrics because I knew what it meant. And I was not asking God to give me any more because I truly was wondering, God, do you know how much I can bear? Do you see the pain that I'm going through right now? I dare not ask for more when people would say, devil, is that your best shot? Is that all you got? No, 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 no. I never asked that question because I don't want to know if that's your best shot. I never said, well, it can't get no worse than this. No, 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 no. I never said that because I realized hell has a basement level and it can get worse. What I'm saying is when we say things, when we put statements into the atmosphere, be careful, be very clear as to what you're asking the universe, asking God to give you, because he will give you the desires of your heart. And if you're asking to be tried by fire, if you're asking to be purified, if you're asking for more peace, you will get that. And when you get it, it may not come the way you think you are going to get it. It's going to come the way that you need it to come. Let me say that again. When we ask for things, it It may not come the way you think you're going to get it. It may come the way you need it to come. For example, we may say, God, I got this situation in front of me. Lord, if you could just help me to see who is for me in my circle. If you could just help me to see who I need to purge and who I need to let go. In our mind, let's be true. Let's raise our hand and say, ooh, that's me. We are thinking of individuals that we feel we need to get rid of. We're thinking of, well, you know, that person do have sketchy ways. Well, maybe you're the problem. Maybe you're the hole in my boat that's causing all this extra water. Be careful, because it may very well be your least likely associate is the one that's going to try you, test you, and bring you to that breaking point that you be like, woo, you was never really for me. I honestly feel that it is at that pivotal moment in our lives where we are now trying to go to the next level. We're trying to be a better version of ourselves, that people show their true colors, their true motives, because we see then that we're not all holding hands singing Kumbaya. Now I've decided I'm going to stand up and I'm going to do more than sing Kumbaya, but I'm going to go after my goals. I'm going to go after my dreams, and I'm going to realize that it is bigger than where I am, and I got to do something about it. The lepers could have decided, hey, we can sit here and die, or we can go, and maybe they'll spare our lives, maybe they'll feed us. Either way, this right here ain't working. We got to do more. So they got up, and as they went, things changed. As you get up and as you improve yourself, as you take that action, I truly feel doors will open. It has happened for me, but you have to be open-minded to realize that it's not going to be the way you thought. It may not be the door you thought. It may not be through the people you think should be the ones that help you get to that next level. It may very well be family and friends that you have helped get on their feet may want nothing to do with you, and you have to realize that it is bigger than me. When I miscarried in Los Angeles in 2015, I made it very clear, God, you could take all my degrees, you could take everything. I would just rather have my baby. I would just rather hold my kid in my arms. And I would hear people say stuff like, well, you can have more kids. They didn't understand. They didn't understand the plight. It wasn't about I could have more kids. They didn't understand the fact that I didn't ask to get pregnant. I literally had not even had kids on my radar. I literally ended up getting pregnant with Angel over being big and bad and enjoying spring break a bit too much. I literally was not thinking about the consequences. I threw caution to the wind, and I literally had a good time, and out of that good time came Angel. So for somebody who was not even thinking about having kids, because I thought, yo, shucks, I'm picky. I'm so picky about who I'm dating. I can't just see myself just making anybody the father of my child. I had no idea that that situation would lead to Angel, and not just lead to Angel, but lead to a scary miscarriage that landed me having an $80,000 laparoscopic myomectomy procedure. All that mumbo jumbo to say I had 5 fibroid tumors and 1 large cyst, and I almost died on the operating table. And I said, God, what was the purpose of me getting pregnant if I won't go hold my baby in my arms? What was the purpose of me going through the ridicule, the shame of people talking about me, telling me I'm not a role model, telling me, oh, little Miss Perfect went and got pregnant when I never put myself on a pedestal from the jump? God, what was the purpose of all of this only to get on this operating table and they asking me what I'm gonna do? What was the purpose? If I'm not going to actually see the promised land, what was the purpose? And literally not knowing that it was bigger than me, what was the purpose, God, of me getting in that relationship, giving up on love, thinking maybe it's just not meant for me. Maybe I'm just supposed to root for other people, be a midwife for other people to birth their purpose and their visions and be an auntie and never a mommy. Maybe it's meant for me to be a bridesmaid and never a bride. And then I get into a relationship and it's not what I thought it was. Let's be honest. I saw the red flags, but I said to myself, maybe this is as good as it gets. Maybe God forgot about me, and maybe I just need to take this and run with it. I see the potential. Forget potential. I'm all about substance in 2020 now. But at the time, I saw potential, and I was so busy looking at, this is a fixer project. I love HGTV. I can fix this project up, and he has potential. He wants me. He loves me. I love him, I think. And so therefore, let's build a family together. Let's do a life together. Forget what people say. Forget their opinions, because at the end of the day, they the same ones who threw me to the wolves when I got pregnant. So why would I listen to them telling me, don't be happy and marry him, hold on and wait? You weren't even there when Angel was going through the situation. And I had to ask myself, is this for real? And it didn't register that it was bigger than me until all of this came full circle today. It literally took me April 29th, realizing, wow, it's been a year since I've been doing therapy. It's been a year since Angel's Legacy Institute for Religious Studies, Bible Institute, was founded. It's been a year since I decided I wanted to be the best version of myself and stop looking out for everybody else, pouring from an empty cup and try to fill my own cup and drink from my own cup. It's been a year. And I said, wow, look at the growth and the transformation. And I realized April 29th and 30th that it came full circle, that it is bigger than me. I understand now that no, I may never kiss my child's face. I may never count my baby Angel's toes. I may never hear Angel call me mommy. I may never get that chance ever. However, I understand that I'm able to birth my purpose through my pain. I'm able to be a midwife to others, to birth their purposes through their pain. I'm able to see that my living is not in vain. And if it means that through Angel's loss, through my baby transitioning on, I can be there for other people and see their growth and tell them that there is life after this that is bigger than me. If it means that I can stand here and say, truly, my living is not in vain, but if I can encourage but one to realize that, baby, don't give up. Baby, I know it hurts. Baby, I know that you don't understand how you're going to make it. But trust me, he didn't bring you this far to leave you. It's one thing when you talk a good game, but when you go through hell and you make it by the grace of God, you can tell somebody it's okay. It's bigger than me. And I see that now. I see that now. I may never, ever hold Angel, but I know my rainbow baby is coming. I do know motherhood is coming. I do know that I will be a wife. I do know I will have that meaningful relationship. But in the meantime, in between time, this is a chance for Whitney. Put titles aside. This is a chance for Whitney to work on Whitney. This is a chance for Whitney to improve and perfect her love walk and her heart, because I had to forgive people. I had to forgive people that I felt dropped me. I had to forgive myself for having high expectations for people. I had to forgive myself for thinking that I was exempt from going through the heartache and sorrow. I had to forgive myself for blaming myself for staying in situations too long because I try to give people the benefit of doubt. This is a bigger than me walk. When you say it's bigger than me, when you say I want my living not to be in vain, but to make a difference, to leave a legacy, trust and believe you me. If I knew then what I know now, I probably would have been like, Jesus, give me the exit. Let me get the runner-up prize because I can't. I don't want to. But then I realize it's bigger than me. Would I give up the last breath in my body to hold Angel one time? Absolutely. But it's bigger than me. I can't live in ifs, ands, or buts. I can't live in the past. I have to move forward. So even though it hurts, even though I feel like, wow, that is the worst pain in the world for you to bury your child, I know it's bigger than me. For me to feel like, wow, that is the worst pain in the world to go through betrayal, to fight for a relationship, to fight for a marriage and put your all in it, only to realize you're the only one fighting, is bigger than me. To realize that you sitting here seeing the best in other people and they don't even care about seeing the best in themselves is bigger than me. To realize that you pushing other people for greatness, but it feels like you pull a dead weight because they want you to carry them, is bigger than me. To realize that people who struggle with you are now jealous of your success and jealous of the fact that you decided you wanted more in life for yourself, it's bigger than me. And even if I shed tears, even if I fill up a whole pillow full of tears and have to flip it over, it's bigger than me. And at the end of the day, I said, when I first started this, I said, God, I just want my living not to be in vain. All these credentials, they nice. They're very lovely. Applauses are great. But at the end of the day, when I close my eyes, I want people to be like, you know what? Whitney was transparent. You know what? I was able to see that if Whitney can survive, so can I. You know what? Whitney has a faith and a strength that is bigger than her, that is in a higher power than her, and she is willing to go for the gusto. She's willing to realize that it's bigger than her, and if God can help her, and if she can make it, then surely I can make it. I wanted someone to look at me and say, I didn't give up because your faith. I wanted somebody to say, wow, look at your strength. I wanted God to use me in a way that people did not get impressed by the titles, the degrees I have, because here's a little known fact. I went to school and got all those degrees because I had a dysfunctional childhood. I went to school and had all of those degrees because I wanted more out of life and I did not want to depend on nobody. I went to school for all of those degrees and kept pushing because I said, I don't want to be that one that goes and puts all my energy into a man, into my children, that I have nothing left for me. So let me go and be the best version of myself. So when the man come, when the children come, they can be like, oh, mommy's a trailblazer. Oh, mommy went for it. Oh, mommy's an example. Oh, mommy's a leader. I'm so proud of mommy, and I wanted to be proud of the woman in the mirror. So all the degrees are not because, oh, I like going to school and I'm a full-time college student. No, there is a reason behind each degree. There is a story behind each degree that shows that I will not give up. I will be better than my situation. I will push the envelope and I will go as far as I can go. And I say, as long as I have breath in my body, look out because there is more coming. I won't stop until I'm in the grave and I'll rest then. And I have to realize that when I say it's bigger than me, I have to be willing and able to take what that means. It's bigger than me means that it is bigger than what I feel. It's bigger than me means that there are going to be days when I get up and I just don't care. There are going to be days that I get up and I'm just like, I can't. I don't feel like motivating nobody, but it's bigger than me. There are going to be days where I get up and I'm like, this pain hurts so bad, but it's bigger than me. There are going to be days I get up and be like, wow, what was the purpose of me getting in a relationship, planning a whole wedding when everybody knows Whitney could care less about getting wedding? She could care less about getting married. She loves celebrating other people, but then to have the likelihood and the possibility that it could happen for me come and then it not happen, that was a lot to handle. That was a lot to take in, because here I am thinking, oh, it's not meant for me to have kids. It's not meant for me to go ahead and be married. And then turn around and boom, turn around and there I am, I get pregnant. Or turn around and boom, there I am, and here I am having this whole engagement situation, and I'm thinking, wow, maybe there's a love for me after all. And then it doesn't happen. It's bigger than me, and I had to tell myself, you're not a failure. This situation did not come from you not giving your all. It came because it was a lesson that needed to be learned. It came because it was experience that you needed to go through. Not basically for yourself, per se, but because you needed to be able to tell somebody you can have strength in life after darkness. You can have strength in life after infinite loss. You can have strength in life after betrayal, and it doesn't make you bitter. People would ask me, how come you're not bitter? How come this situation didn't make you hate people? How come you still can see a baby and smile, hear a baby's laughter and have joy when the very thing that you valued the most, motherhood, the one thing you wanted more than life itself was motherhood, and it was snatched from you in such a violent way? How can you still have joy when you feel nothing but pain? How can you cry tears but still smile and want to help somebody or see somebody do good? Because I tell them it's bigger than me. I truly feel God didn't bring me this far for it to be this, for it to end like this. I truly feel He didn't bring me this far to take me through all this hell for it not to be glory. There cannot be so much rain, so much storming that you do not eventually see the sun come out in a rainbow. I truly feel it is bigger than me. And do I know what tomorrow holds? No. Do I know what the next few hours hold? No. But I trust in something higher than myself. I trust in God and know that, you know what? If you bring me to it, you'll bring me through it. It's bigger than what I hear. It's bigger than what I feel. It's bigger than what it looks like. And I'm determined to win at all costs. So when I tell you it's bigger than me, when you ask God or you say, I want to be a trailblazer, I want to help the masses, I want to show people that you can make it, trust and believe you you meet. Don't nobody want to hear from anyone who has never gone through anything. And I know that was not correct grammar, but you got the message. Nobody can receive from you if you've never gone through anything. You can't tell somebody, hey, you can survive betrayal. And they're like, oh, that's nice. You went through betrayal. You know what it feels like to hurt. You know what it feels like to put your all into a relationship only to realize you're the only one fighting. It sounds better coming from somebody who can be like, you know what? I had a whole pregnancy and lost my child. I know what it feels like for others to tell you you can have more. I know what it feels like for others to be like, well, maybe if you do it the right way and God's way and was married, maybe your baby will live. I know what it is to have family look at you and be like, oh, don't invite her to the baby shower because she'll put a damper on the mood because she doesn't have her kid. I know what it feels like for people to be like, oh, are you jealous of your brother because he would have had a baby and his baby lived and your baby didn't. And here it is, you looking like, wow, I would at least been there and took care of my child. As somebody who can pop out kids like Skittle don't even care to be there for their child. How is that fair? I know what it is to look at the face of your brother's child and go, wow, she looks just like us. I wonder what Angel looked like. And play that psychological roller coaster over and over again and have to shake yourself and say, hey, we can't do that. We got to move on. I know what it is to feel that way. Therefore, it is easier for me to talk to somebody and say, baby, I've been there. I know what it feels like. And be able to share my story and give them life after loss. Give them life after death and say, you'll make it. I promise you, you'll make it. I promise you. Flip your pillow over. I promise you, the tears you cry now, honey, just realize that they may be tears you cry now, but I promise you, this is just temporarily. I promise you, it's going to get better. I promise you, you're going to feel joy after loss. I know what it feels like to have that. So when you know what it feels like to have that, it's easier. It's easier for you to be relatable. It's easier for you to tell somebody you can make it. It's easier when you've experienced it, because you can't really tell me nothing if you never went through anything. If you had nothing but squeaky clean life and everything's been perfect, I really don't want to hear that. I want to hear from somebody who's been through trials and tribulations and they survived. I want to hear somebody who had to get up and wipe the tears from their eyes and still move on and still move forward. I want to hear from somebody relatable that was able to realize that it's bigger than me. Realize that my tears may fall down my cheeks. I may feel the pain, the hurt, and wonder why, Lord, why. I may ask the question, do you really know how much I can bear, God? Because I'm really tired. I'm really at the end of my rope. I didn't tie the knot. I'm hanging on and about ready to just go ahead and let go because the splat don't look that bad from right here. There have been times where I wonder, is it worth it? But then to have a student call me and be like, you know, your school, you having your school open, it changed my life and it made me realize that it's bigger than me and that I can actually make a difference in other people's lives. And it gave me hope. And my family, they didn't think I could do it, but look, I was able to persevere. And here I am, by the grace of God, making a difference. When I hear people say that, I don't take no glory and be like, oh, I know I'm all this. I go, wow, Angel, even though mommy can't hold you, your legacy lives on. It's bigger than me. So I asked you today, what are you working on? Are you just complaining during this time of quarantine? Are you just sitting here going through the motions of tired of being stuck at home and tired of things being where they are? Or are you using this time to spend more time figuring out what your purpose is in life, more time with family, more time doing all the stuff you said, if I just had more time, if I just had more time, what? Put up or shut up, here's your time. I challenge you, what are you working on? What are you working on? How are you perfecting yourself? Because here's the beautiful thing about this whole situation of being in quarantine. You can either be like the masses and complain and be bitter about the situation, or you could be silently working. So when all of this turns over, and it will, we shall rise. And when all of this turns over, you come out like the phoenix rises out of ashes, and you come out stronger. You come out better. You come out with creative concepts that are going to help the community and the masses. What are you working on? Are you just living to live and pay bills and just barely survive? Or are you living to say it's bigger than me? There's a purpose. There's a reason why I made it. There's a reason why I woke up today. There's a reason why God keeps waking me up. It's bigger than me. What are you working on? I challenge you to realize that it's bigger than you. This is It's Bigger Than You Part 2. I challenge you to realize that it's bigger than me. Whatever you're going through, honey, keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep on. I don't care if you got to do it with tears running down your face. Don't give up. Don't give in. You're bigger than this. You're stronger than you think. You're stronger than you give yourself credit for. You never truly realize your strength until you have to tap into that hidden strength when you go through hell, adversities, trials, and tribulations. It's bigger than me. So I ask you today, what are you working on? What are you looking forward to? What are you doing? Don't wait for a January to hit for you to have New Year resolution. Start a new year in your mind. What am I determined I'm not going to put up with no more? What am I determined that I deserve greatness, that I deserve better, that I need to work on me? It's bigger than me, part two. I hope you got something out of all the hell you've gone through in your life. I hope you got something out of the trials, the tribulations, the failed relationships, the lack of making the right decisions that landed you in certain situations, or maybe you trusted too much and you landed in situations. Regardless, there's a lesson behind every experience we go through. What did you learn? How did you improve? How did you become better out of it? I want to close by saying it's bigger than me, part two. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than how I feel. It's bigger than what it looks like. I have faith in something higher that, you know what? Just as I can sit there and I can get on a bus, I can get on an airplane, and I can trust that that bus driver, that pilot is going to take me to my destination, surely I can trust that the higher power, God, will take me to the next level. If I can sit there and I can trust that I can work all these hours for somebody, and on the 15th and the last, they're going to give me a paycheck, I can truly trust that God's got my best interest at mind. If I can see that the birds can fly and they can have no care in the world, and the worms crawl, and the caterpillar, and everything in the world goes on, and the trees bloom, then surely God will see me through. It's bigger than me. This has been From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. Reverend Lydia says, live on a dash. You have a sunrise, sunset. Be great.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hi, this is Tam Smith with the Tam Smith Radio Show. I want to say hello to all you listeners out there in the world, and welcome you to today's show. So today I wanted to discuss a few topics in relation to having been denied or rejected, or feeling a sense of denial or rejection. It's something that we all experience at some point or another in our life. And I want to kind of cover that topic a little bit today, only because I know that there are many others out there that are in need of this information. And of course, I had to be reminded of it myself. Hence the reason why I want to share today. So I was presented with an issue, or I guess a challenge. Actually, I've been presented with a few challenges, especially over the past few months. But in particular, I was presented with a challenge, and I've had many over my lifetime. Though we always get through them, we still have a tendency to forget how we were able to get through it. It's just like as a child, you're told not to do certain things, but somehow you continuously do it until it really, really causes a big problem, or you just mature. But so in conjunction with maturing or taking the information and actually making sure that we learn it and marinate on it and continue to utilize the knowledge that we get from each and every step in our life. I just wanted to highlight one of the things that came about for me in particular this week. So someone had made a comment in relation to the phrase delay is not denial. And of course, I've heard that before. Many of us, especially if you're faith-based or you've been in any type of motivational setting or have any biblical teachings, the God's delay phrase has been utilized plenty of times in any situation. But sometimes we have a tendency to forget what that actually means or how it applies to my current situation. And I had to be reminded of that and constantly reminded of that. So anytime that we have been presented with a situation where we think that something isn't going our way or we are defeated by way of what it is that we're trying to accomplish or achieve, there's always a reason why those things aren't coming to pass as soon as it is. One in particular reason would be it's just not time. God has plans for everything. Everything that he's had planned for was in plan before our birth. So we do have to remember that, even though we're creatures of habit and we tend to see we want to control everything around us, we do have to remember that we don't have control of anything. Things don't just happen by happenstance. That those things are predestined in a lot of cases. We do want to make sure that we're constantly moving forward and being a good steward and being a good person, a human being. But we do have to be conscious of the fact that we don't have control over everything. I struggle with that quite often. And, you know, when I say that I'm not a control freak at all, it's just that when you have a plan or you set a goal and you are a very goal-oriented person, when you have obstacles that come into play and those obstacles continue to come, you kind of get deflated. You know, you get the wind knocked out of your sail. My mom used to say, something bad comes along, you know, you're in this little boat and you're sailing along, and the only way to move this boat is by way of wind. You don't have a paddle or an udder to help you move. So the wind is directing you and you're using that sail to direct the boat. Well, if the wind isn't blowing, you are not going anywhere. So I say when the wind is, the wind is not knocked out of your sail, it kind of puts you in a stagnant position. So you feel deflated and defeated. So in my process of trying to overcome my feeling of defeat, I was reminded of the phrase, delay is not denial. And I had to revisit that and look at it with more depth. So what I came across was a particular story, which is something that you may or may not have heard before or be familiar with, but it is something that I want to share or reiterate the fact that we do need to be reminded of the timing. It's not always our timing. Things are going to happen the way they should, and it's ordained destiny. So what I want to tell you is a story about the Chinese bamboo tree. This particular tree is, it grows to be really, really huge, enormous tree. But when it is, the seed is planted, it does take some time for that seed to be nurtured, you know, by way of fertile soil, sunshine, and it being watered. So over a period of time, there are no results that are rendered from any of the activity that's done to nurture this seedling that you've planted in the ground. And it actually takes a course of 5 years for anything to be seen of this seedling that has been planted. I find it quite amazing because the level of patience that you have to have, but obviously people grow bamboo, the Chinese bamboo tree in particular, so they are accustomed to what the process is. But if you are somewhat an eager person and you've never grown a Chinese bamboo tree before and you didn't have any resources to research or anyone to talk to or to share their own experiences with this bamboo tree, you're not going to know. So chances are you're going to give up. You're going to think, okay, well, the seed died. The seed, you know, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. I'm watering it. I'm nurturing it with the fertile soil, and I'm making sure that it has sunlight. And gosh, you may be praying over this Chinese bamboo tree just to make sure that it's still alive. And a lot of times we have a tendency just to give up, you know, if not even dig up what we have grown. But what I say to you today is stay the course. You want to stay the course. Now, not the, you don't want to stay the course of insanity. So that's something completely different, but you definitely want to stay the course. There's going to be milestones that are going to be indicators in whether what you're doing is successful or things that are supposed to be going in the direction that you're going. The analogy of the bamboo seed growing over the course of 5 years really actually shook me a little bit, because knowing that the average plant will grow within a short period of time, I wouldn't have known right off. If someone had given me a Chinese bamboo tree seedling, I wouldn't have known any different. And without the advent of internet and Google, I wouldn't have been able to access the information on as to whether or not this thing is supposed to sprout right away or what have you. But after 5 years, this bamboo tree miraculously sprouts, and it comes through the soil and it has major growth. It to the point where it grows several feet within a very short period of time. I want to say it's 6 weeks or so. So within a 6 week time frame, this Chinese bamboo tree has gone to be an enormous tree. This seedling turns into an enormous tree. And someone who didn't know that these seedlings had been there and had been nurtured for the course of 4 to 5 years would have been like, oh my gosh, this was a miracle. You know, I wasn't here. I was here yesterday and I came back today, and all of a sudden there's a tree. And I came back a couple weeks later and all of a sudden I found a forest. Well, obviously things don't happen that way. They don't happen that way in life, by way of animals, by way of trees, plants, the freaking universe. We have a universe that's been there for millions of years. You know, those things didn't happen overnight. So the idea of it being a miracle is only a miracle because it's something that that person didn't have the opportunity to sow into. So when you've sowed into something, it is your miracle in and of itself, but it's not an overnight miracle. It's a miracle that you've stayed the course and made sure you've seen it through. And ideally, when you're investing, that much time in something that you really want to see birth into a masterpiece, so to speak, you have to wait it out. And, you know, as the saying goes, a delay is not a denial. The delay of the growth of that plant doesn't mean that that seedling was a bad seedling or that the seedling had died. It just simply was a delay. It had a delay process. But in that process, what's happening is the roots are building a foundation underground. Those roots are preparing for a masterful growth of enormity, you know, something that you would normally see as something that's lying dormant to you. It's actually growing exponentially underneath of what you actually see. So our frustration comes in because we are very impatient beings. We get to be very impatient. And even though we have the opportunity to see how things work by way of God and whatever your personal belief is, we see how things work, but we still nonetheless fall back on the fact that we've prayed and we don't see the results of it. Or we've put in work, what we think is enough work towards a particular goal in order to be successful, although it is just the next turn that we need to get to, or it's the next step that we need to get to in order to be able to see the manifestation of what it is that we've been sowing into. So when you do stay the course, those things, they manifest. When I say manifest, it actually comes to light. We will see. And all of the time that we've put into nurturing our goal or the particular trial that you're going through and staying the course, that is making you who you are. It's creating the character. Your character is the root system for the end result. You know, how are you going to bear the challenges of having made yourself a success if you don't have the foundation to handle what's to come next? Because there's always a next. And we have to be prepared for the next. So I just wanted to make sure that we all are just making sure that we're sitting back and thinking about things that come, whether it's big or small. We get little sprinkles of miracles, and we have to make sure that we're thankful for them. It can't be, oh, well, I got this, but I still want this. You know, sometimes we have to not be so selfish, although, you know, we're taught to speak and believe. And what we ask in God's name, and whatever we put out into the universe comes to us. But you also need to say, hey, God, what can I do for you? What do you want specifically for me to do? What is it that I'm to do to move this process along? Or not even move this process along, or just as a human being in and of itself, and not the lack of being so selfish. So we have to think about, okay, if I'm having a particular situation, I had to stop and say, okay, well, if I'm having this, if I'm experiencing this, how many other people are actually experiencing this at the same time? And it gives you some perspective. You know, you're not the only one that's in a struggle. You know, although you feel alone, and you really don't have seemingly an outlet for what it is that you want to share, whether or not you don't want to be a burden, or you're just not willing to be open about what your true feelings are or what your true challenges are. You are not alone. It's everybody, no matter what it is. You know, it could be something as small as getting up out of the bed every day. Well, that's small for some, but it could be a big deal for others. And we have to make sure that we don't take those things for granted. But we want to make sure that we are considering that we are actually putting in what we want to get out of our everyday life. What are you putting in? Can you honestly say, you know, if you had the opportunity to write a list of what did I put in and what did I take out? You know, are those things going to outweigh each other? Are you going to have more in or more out? What are you taking? Are you a taker and not a giver? So there's some things to think about. So those were some things that I wanted to share with you. But after you sow your seed and you nurture it, whether it takes a day, 2 days, 2 years, or 2 centuries, you will reap the benefits of it. If that is your destiny, you will reap the benefits of it. The fact that you're not seeing the fruits immediately doesn't mean that it's not going to manifest. It's just not time. And things have to happen in its own time. Just as we see a butterfly come out of a cocoon, those butterflies were once caterpillars and they nest themselves in cocoons. So at some point, they have to develop and morph into butterfly with wings. It seems very impossible, but the fact that that happens every day on this earth means that you have the same ability. We just need to consider it as a different opportunity for us. Things we don't snap our fingers or we don't blink and things happen. There is a process for everything. And if there wasn't a process for everything, there will be a lot of catastrophes, a lot more catastrophes, if you will. But so that's something I want to say to kind of marinate on over this time period. And especially right now, we're right in the midst of a global pandemic and people are having a lot of disappointments and being guided or pulled in different directions and not knowing which way to go or becoming impatient with whatever it is their particular endeavor is. And, you know, you do have to make some decisions, but, you know, stay the course. If it's something that you truly, truly believe in your heart and soul wants it, it'll happen. The thing in particular, it was a financial situation that I had kind of gotten to the point of dismay and I wasn't able to make the process move any faster, or I didn't have any type of control, you know, not by way of personally visiting the facility that I needed to go to handle the situation, you know, not by phone, not even by way of email communication. And it really frustrated me because I felt as if there were no other options. And with me being the type of person that I am, I wanted to make something happen, to make it manifest. But guess what? I'm that guy. I'm the real Tam Smith. So, you know, I had to make sure that I sat back for a second and regrouped my thought process. Said, okay, you know, I need to be thankful for what it is that I have, and think of my level of abundance versus lack. And once I turned my thought process, what it was that I needed or was looking for to happen much sooner magically appeared. And it actually humbled me So we have those things that happen on a regular basis. I never forget back in 1997, I had a vehicle accident and I was actually ejected from a moving vehicle. Had a really bad car accident. And when I came out, I was thrown across a two-lane highway through toppled another vehicle, and I was ejected, and they discovered my body in about, they said it was 150 to 200 feet off of the main road in a wooded area. And because of that accident, I had a fear of driving and a fear of some everything for a long time, but I damaged my femur, my bone in my left leg. So because of that damaged leg, there were nerve endings that were also damaged. So for the longest time, even though I had to learn how to walk again, I had to get my confidence back. I had even lost a lot of weight and muscle mass because I didn't do a lot of movement. Like I went through a period of, you know, why me? And then it was, you know, once I got my gusto back, I wanted to start getting busy and doing things. Well, my big toe would not move. My nerve endings in my foot somehow were damaged because of the break in my leg. And even though I had some sensation in my toe, but I would talk to my toe and talk to it all the time. And one day I felt a little bit of an electric shock or jolt in my toe, and my toe lifted up all by itself, and it was like almost like somebody turned on a switch, and it was very uncontrolled movement, but it moved, and that gave me a little bit of hope. Even though every day, you know, after I had gotten to the point where I could move around, it's the fact that that toe was still immobile, it kind of made me crazy, because to me, at that young age, I was 19, my brain did not process anything else but, why doesn't my toe move, you know? So granted, I'm thankful that I actually have a leg that actually can walk away from an accident that I had that really should have taken my life. But I focused on that toe moving, and I told my toe to move. And one day, the switch came on and it moved. Now, for someone else, they would have thought, oh, you just moved your toe. Big deal. Well, that was a momentous thing for me. It was quite momentous. So same thing when you are looking at certain goals in life or different achievements, or you're waiting for something to manifest. Stay the course. You know, continue to practice or pray what it is that you want to happen, you know, don't be selfish about it, but pray and it will happen. You know, don't worry about the how, because the how is up to our creator. And a lot of times we get stuck on the how, you know, we're trying to figure out how did this Chinese bamboo tree grow so fast in a 6-week period, that we've forgotten about the fact that it's been growing underground for 5 years. So what you can't see is not necessarily the important part. The important part is that it actually did happen. So I'll leave you with this. Once you decide that you are not in control, and you let the forces of God or whatever your belief is, things will happen in this divine order, as they should. Just stay the course, stay positive, and stay the course. Okay. Well, thank you for joining me. And until next time, stay blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.